Welcome to Gen Z Hoops, the Gen Z basketball, coaching, and sports business show. On this podcast, you'll learn from professional players, coaches, and executives from all over the world and see the court in a brand new way. And now, joining you courtside, your Gen Z host, John Hartafillis.
Dwayne, my man, what's going on?
It's working, you know?
I know that phone texting the last few days. I know you're grinding, I'm grinding. Right? We're all meetings, whatever, like trying to make this thing work. You're trying to launch a sick new product that I want to talk about. So I want to know all about it. I've seen it everywhere. I was like, you know, I got to hit this guy up. And you responded to me in like 30 seconds, like lightning.
Yeah. Right?
So I'm like, okay, this guy's legit. He's here. He's a grinder. He's on it. He's on top of his stuff. Got to get him on, especially when you responded that quick. So appreciate you for doing that, setting this up like it was nothing. Appreciate you, man.
No problem. Anytime. Here's a product right here.
Okay.
Hennier face. Gets used to shooting with a Hennier face while you're training.
Oh, yeah.
That game, you have that confidence.
Dude, I can't. We're going to jump right into it. It's going to be fun. And I'm happy you have it on set. You have the ball on set. I've got my ball here for whenever people need a demonstration. Ball's right there. I love it. So you're always ready. Talk to us before we get into exactly hand in your face. I want to know about you. I want to know about like kind of what got you started, where this passion came from when you were younger, you know, ball's life. And I want to go all into it. What was that for you?
It was my dad. When I was going into fourth grade, my dad bought a basketball hoop, got me and my brother a ball, and me and my brother were just going at it, you know? My brother knew how to do between the legs, behind the back. I didn't know, I wasn't there yet. So that fueled me to just get better, you know? And we practiced repetition every single day, got it down, fell in love with it.
Love that, right? So you have that little brother, the brother competition. Yeah. Seeing him do a move, you can't do it. Now you're trying to rep it out and do it. I'm sure you can do a crossover by now. You can go put it between your legs by now. So that's good. Yeah. So that's obviously right where the start of it all came from. So like you mentioned how like, you had to do a lot of reps to get better. What methods were you using maybe when you were training as a kid, like right, middle school, high school, to become a better player? Maybe something like this would have helped you out back then.
Repetition. Watching players that's better than me. Playing against players that's better than me. Using a prototype of my product that I've created.
Okay, so I got to hear about that prototype then. So what were the early stages of it then?
Man, so I watched Gilbert Arenas' podcast going into my senior year, so junior year summer, and what he used to do was he used to get his fitted cap, a hat, and take a cardboard cutout of his hand and just practice with it. So he's always used to having a hand in his face. I thought it was a good idea, so I tried it. Me and my dad just getting to work every day. You know, my dad was kind of disabled, so he couldn't contest all my shots. So this was actually the perfect product for us. We just got reps in. And that AAU, that summer of AAU, the session, I did great. Saw a lot of improvements in my game. Confidence went up. It was great.
I love that, right? Thinking about right, being entrepreneurial minded, taking the steps to do that. Right before we get into some other stuff, I need to ask you, because so our audience knows, how old are you? Because people listening in might be like, hey, this guy's got to be 30. How old are you?
Was 19 a couple of days ago, just turned 20.
Oh, happy birthday. I didn't even know that. I think we were 19 when we spoke. Okay, I had no idea. You didn't post about it. Oh, happy birthday. So you're now 20 years old, but you were 19 when you started this. This is kind of a new thing. Were you 18 when you started at 17? Or
yeah,
when it kind of became an official thing?
Around 18.
Gotcha. Okay, cool. So see, super young entrepreneur, that's what Gen Z is all about, starting it up and getting it going. So that entrepreneurial mindset is key. So you mentioned, right, you're going back to junior, senior of high school and how that got you to start this thing. Were you always thinking this way? Like, okay, how can I get better? How can I make something new? How can I create something? Or was it something where like you heard it and it was like, okay, I have an idea. And then it kind of came as you were putting it together. How'd that mindset come in?
It was both. So I started having that mindset of serving people since I was 5. I'd go around, try to mow people's lawns, sell candy through the neighborhood. In junior high school, I sold candy, shoes, all throughout high school, selling whatever I could get my hands on. I just love serving people, you know. And through this product, I think we could serve a lot of people because it helped me personally, and I think it could help many others.
Yeah, especially when you spoke about your experience, you know, trying to get better, you know, having somebody be able to train with your dad with this product. It was definitely really cool thinking about that. So you mentioned day one, right? You did with Gilbert Arenas. You had the baseball cap, the cardboard cut out of a hand. Yeah. Like, I need to know, what's the process of going from that to like what you have now? You have the logo in front, like you have a product. Like there's so much from A to B that went on there.
Yeah. Most definitely. Man, just started, made a prototype. Well, so the hat, when I wear the hat in the hand, it always hit the ball because it was so extended out. And my dad had a good idea of getting elastic headbands and Velcroing the hand to the headband so that it's more secure.
Nice. So it's not falling off or anything, right?
Yeah, exactly. So, man, to start off, it was a very tedious process. Had to go through a lot. We're here now. Persistence.
I can imagine. Like, you put that thing on the phone, all these business things with, like, manufacturers, how to make this thing, how that's going on. What is even – marketing's got to be fun, right? I mean, this is basketball. It's what you're into. But, I mean, obviously – once you started, TikTok blew up. All these trainers all over the place. Like, how did you get it to the eyes of people that would want to maybe purchase it?
Man, just posting content. I have a couple of D1 friends that go to GCU in Arizona, Division I college basketball. Had them advertise it. And first off, they love the product. They thought it was very helpful to them. Showing a lot of drills with the product. Showing people the use value of it with my voiceovers. Like, there's a science behind it. 85% of the shots that go up in the game are contested, and only 15% of the shots are open. And really just trying to get people to see the use value in the product and how it can help them. Our TikTok actually blew up in overtime, posted us, ESPN, Ball is Life, and many other accounts. So it just went from there, kind of just grew organically.
Love that. And that's kind of what I wanted to key on, right? All these, because that's how I found out about you, right? I was watching trainers post you. I was watching all these ESPNs and overtimes post about you. What was that response like? Because I imagine, right, like at first it was kind of more local. Your friends were maybe talking about it, maybe rival high schools, whatever that might look like. And now all of a sudden you have national attention, right, for this product. So talk about that, like really getting it out there to where not just people in your hometown are seeing it, people all over the country are seeing it.
They seen it through TikTok and it just went from there. They posted us. Yeah, it kind of just blew up from there.
Got it. I wasn't sure if you were tagging them or maybe what they're like, if you teamed up with someone like an influencer or something, they were sharing it. I mean, what's the response been like for maybe some, whether it's trainers, high level players? You mentioned some of the guys in the D1 level that really liked it. I mean, were there any like high level trainers or influencers that really like backed it and, you know, maybe, you know, they called you up and said like, Dwayne, I really believe in this, like, you know, asking more info about it, like really giving you positive feedback. Who are some of those people?
I don't want to say any names, but there's been a lot of NBA players that DM'd us telling us to keep persistent, keep going with this product. It's very helpful. And a lot of trainers also, but there's been a lot of backlash as well.
Interesting. So I want to talk. So how would you, obviously everyone deals with negative criticism, no matter what you're doing. You could be poor and the hungry and you'll still get negative backlash for it, right? Like no matter what. So how have you maybe dealt with some of that when you're just trying to spread positive basketball into the world and there's maybe some hate coming your way?
How I respond to that is like, I just realized that like opinions are the cheapest things ever. You know, everybody has millions, billions of opinions. And as long as I'm serving people and trying to help people get better, that's all that matters. You know, whenever a great leader or person try to do something great, like Steve Jobs, Elon Musk, Nikola Tesla, Einstein, Isaac Newton, they were Michael Jordan. They're all misunderstood and there's a lot of backlash towards them. There's a lot of people doubting them. So that's just how I look at it.
That's the right way to look at it.
So when we're marketing, we're not, it's never about the money, you know? It's never about the money. That's the last thing we ever worry about. It's about helping people through the product. And that's why we're posting so much. That's why we're putting it in their face so much, because we want to help people genuinely.
Definitely. That's a great way to put it. I have to, just to piggyback off that, you were talking, I love how you kind of put it in their face, right? I love that little pun right there. I'm sure you do that a lot, just in normal language. But you mentioned, right, like we. So who's this team built around you? I would imagine, right, you know, whether it's your parents, your siblings, you told me you were training your cousin right after this. Who's this team around you? Because I'm sure it's not just a one-man show. It's helping you put this all together.
Yeah, we have a small team. So it's my girlfriend who records videos. I have a photographer, my brother, and my dad. We just formulate ideas together, take it from there.
That's what it's all about, man. Those ideas are what's going to catapult you. And obviously, it's not going to happen overnight. So I noticed your shirt, right? Everything worthwhile takes time. Talk us a little bit about that. Like, where did that shirt come from? What does that mean to you?
It came from a quote from Earl Nightingale, sort of an inspirational speaker. Just realized, like, everything worthwhile, everything worth the while takes time.
No, definitely. So, I mean, where have you maybe seen that? So in this product, right, you've definitely seen that. What are maybe some of your goals? Like, it's going to take a lot of time to get there. What are maybe your goals for this year, next year, really growing and expanding even more?
Try to help at least 2,000 people through our product.
Love that. So what is there anything, is it always going to be hand in your face? Do you ever, your plans on extending to anything else? Is it always going to be something in front of your face? Or do you have some plans maybe down the line for like some other maybe training apparel?
Yeah, there's a lot of ideas. You know, we write down our ideas and stuff like that. But right now we're just focusing on this product here. Yeah.
So the idea of like hand in your with YO, like where did that come from? Was that something you always did you have any other ideas in mind or like other names in mind, or was it always that?
Yeah, no, there's most definitely other ideas in mind, but I wanted to stick to my character, and I didn't want to be some type of a hypocrite to come up with a name that I didn't like, because I wanted to add a little bit to it, you know, like
add a little bit of flair, a little bit of flavor, obviously, right? That's kind of what it's all about. I mean, it pops off. The logo is really cool. You got some good stuff going. I'm excited to see where this goes from here. There's obviously so much where you can grow. I'll be, you know, keeping up on Instagram and all the social media platforms to see you be growing. I can't wait to see, right, this post and, you know, other NBA guys using all this stuff, and it really starts to gain traction. So big things coming for you, my man. Really excited to have you on the show here. Be your first podcast interview like we spoke about. I know you'll be getting a lot more of these, so I'm privileged to be the first. Thank you so much, my man.
Thank you, John. Appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to Gen Z Hoops. Make sure to follow, like, and subscribe on Instagram, LinkedIn, and all major social media platforms at Gen Z Hoops. You can tune in and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, and every other podcast platform on the planet. Get ready for the next episode.